This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer, and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many, and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. And you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven,
eight.
Hello,
nine,
11. Elvis Duran presents
12, 13,
14, 15. The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Hello.
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 Okay.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Wait, where did Straight Nate go? So we have Froggy and Danielle, and we're looking at Scotty B in the Zoom room. We have to get him in here later. We have to talk about the embarrassing shit he does when no one's watching. Also, Scary is here at Gandhi. There's Brody, and there's Garrett. What is that behind you, Brody? What happened to your nozzles?
What nozzles? Oh, this is my collection of rare 1960s Playboy magazines. Doesn't everyone have that?
You were just a kid in the 60s. I mean, really too young to buy Playboy.
My mother had a mom and my grandma had three siblings, and one of them was a bachelor, never got married, and he died alone, and when he passed away, his apartment was filled with 40 years of Playboy magazines.
You have your uncle's Playboys?
Yeah, stacked up everywhere.
Somebody tells me this is what we're going to find after Scary passes away.
Yes. Yes, this is a long time ago. I have these a really long time. He died a long time ago. And so I put them in boxes. We didn't know what to do with them. We figured maybe they'd have value someday. And because of the pandemic, I've just started selling them and making a lot of money. So this is 1963.
Hold up to the camera so we can get a close up.
Okay, so vintage, you can see the hairstyles and, you know. Back in the day, in the 60s, the women were... I'm going to just show you the bottom half.
Frozen.
Can you see me?
Oh, you
like,
froze.
They're dressed.
You froze.
Oh, my phone's ringing. Hold on.
Cliffhanger.
Maybe it's good you're frozen because you're about to show us some hairy...
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not. It's not because you see the bottom? They're dressed.
Oh, those pants?
What about the top?
Yeah,
see that.
Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, why not?
On Instagram? Because this will be on Instagram.
Not. Yeah, probably not.
No.
Yeah, so you see the top, but there's nothing on the bottom going on.
Anyway. Those pages look sticky.
No, they're not. What's interesting is to read some of the articles and the things that women say. And one woman was like, "Ugh, I never want to be a feminist." She said, "Men are superior. I need to be taken care of." And I just thought, wow, that's not good now. No one would, I don't know if people would say that.
Okay, I have to ask you guys a question. The guys, as far as porn goes, did you ever consider Playboy to be porn? Even though it had tastefully done photo sessions with nude women, I would think like Penthouse. That was a porn magazine.
Yes.
Like
Hustler.
And Hustler. Hustler and Penthouse.
No.
And Cherry.
Guys, when I was a kid, the Macy's catalog was porn.
Cherry.
Yes. Yeah,
that's some low grade porn, Scary. And Cherry was low grade.
I think as a teenager, anything with any type of nudity was considered porn for you. So Playboy, yes. But as you matured, you realized Playboy wasn't the porn that you now know. So it's like, oh, it wasn't that bad. But as growing up, yes. Full core porn. That was like hardcore porn as a teenager.
It's crazy to think, but my mother bought me a Playboy magazine because because I asked for a specific issue. It was the one with Madonna. Remember when Madonna posed for Playboy and Penthouse? She said, "I will buy you the Playboy with Madonna." And that
How
was
old were you?
I was, what year was that? Geez, that had to be like
24.
The 80s,
85, 86.
So that would make me
30?
13 years old. 12 years
old. How'd that conversation go?
I was 12.
That conversation go with your mom?
She allowed it because she thought she thought Playboy at the time was tasteful. That was a very liberal thought for an Italian mom growing up in, in Brooklyn, New York, raising her son.
Anthony, you want a Playboy? Because
Madonna in Playboy was black and white, and it was tastefully done, and she didn't see any harm in it. But she never bought me the Penthouse version. She never bought me anything else or condoned any other kind of porn. But yeah, I was like 12 years old in 1986, if that was the year this happened. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why you'll never get married.
What do you mean?
Your mom bought you porn.
It wasn't porn.
It was for you.
Nate's here. Nate's having an offline conversation. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, what are you doing? We all want to know.
Oh, I'm chatting with Josh, the engineer.
Oh, you're drinking.
Oh, that too.
Nice, Nate.
Well, no, we haven't done our shot yet. So.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Can we all watch you guys as you do your shot? So we'll
oh,
all.
Oh, yeah. You should watch Scotty Boo do his.
Well, Scotty's on the phone.
Hey, Scotty. You got to do your drink.
It's time for the shot.
They do this. By the way, Danielle and Gandhi and Froggy and Garrett and Brody, when I was in the studio yesterday, I got to be a part of this ritual.
I'm going
to
show you guys.
Yeah.
Here. Hold on. Let me. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Scary. What the
struggling?
Hell are you doing?
Look outside.
Oh.
Look, see, all the people stop by Z100 because they're a bunch of functioning alcoholics. We love you.
See that?
That's my people.
Cheers.
Happy Thursday.
They do that every day. Are you drinking the Blue Label again today?
Yep. Yeah.
By the way, the banging noise. Let's go live to Daniel's basement. There's banging going on.
Yeah, they're still doing home improvements. I don't think they're ever ending, so I will have banging forever. That's what I think.
Yep. Gandhi, what are you doing in Detroit today?
Oh, that's a great question. I have no idea. I have to send out some of these paintings that people have ordered, so that's exciting. And other than that, I have no car. Maybe I'll try to cook some things. Maybe I'll try to train the fish. I don't know. It's going to be an exciting day.
Training fish.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So I tap on the top of their tank when I feed them, and then it just brings them all up to the top. But I'm trying to get them to get real close to my finger and, like, kiss my finger. Not working yet. I'm going to get there. I have to build their trust. Brandon killed the snail. I think it really, really ruined things as far as the trust goes.
By the way, it's really funny because Alex, as you know, he works with animals at the zoo, whatever. He finds it hilarious that you have become so enamored with a snail.
Because I love him so much. Very...
Am I the only one who thinks it's odd? Yeah,
no.
What? I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's just
different. I know.
But you know, I'm allergic to everything alive, basically.
Oh, yeah.
The only animal we could have growing up when I was a kid was a turtle. So we got this turtle, which we named Kermit, and I remember sobbing when
Kermit the turtle.
Yeah, well, I didn't know any turtles' names then, so we took the closest animal, which was a frog, and named it Kermit. But didn't find out it was a female until the day we had to put it to sleep. So Kermit was Kermit for about 15 minutes.
Wait, you put turtles to sleep? Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Got really sick. I remember sobbing in my mom's AMC Eagle. That car, oh my God.
Oh, I'd be sobbing if I had a ride in one of those too.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad car.
No, wait, well, hold on. They put turtles to sleep?
Yeah, I didn't realize it at the time. So like this whole...
Would you sing them a lullaby?
Injection, right? No, I wasn't allowed in.
It's always a slow death.
But like, so... That was my pet when I was a kid.
I know. We should be making fun of it. I've just never heard of them putting the turtle to sleep. That's all
I didn't realize it was an injection, right? Like they gave it an injection. This whole time until I was like 18, I thought it was like a little gas mask that they put on its
head. Where did they stick the injection that you finally realized it was a female?
I don't know.
And how would you know if it's dead anyway? They don't really do much.
Oh, poor turtle.
Tell, yeah, Daniel.
He went through shell.
I'm sorry, Nate.
And Gandhi's with me. We're not making fun of the fact that you had a turtle and they had to be put to sleep. But I'm just telling you, I've never heard of a veterinarian who put a turtle to sleep.
I think you could put anything to sleep, right? You could put...
I guess. But
Nate would know. Oh, sorry.
Nate had a pet rabbit.
He had a pet girlfriend that he put to sleep.
I'm sorry about your turtle, Kermit. That sounds terrible, Nate. I'm sorry.
I'm sure he put up a shell of a fight.
I'd like to take this opportunity to let everybody know that I am open in the water category, so there's no sponsor here. I'd like to sponsor right here.
What? We're not. Why are you? Wow.
Can you get that little mask for Scary, Nate? Yeah, you might need it right now.
Can you put the turtle mask on?
Why did you derail us?
Hey, Nate, can you take whatever injection you gave the turtle and give it to Scary?
Gladly.
Oh, I thought we were pivoting towards something else. That was like a transition.
No. We're
still on the turtle topic?
Read the room.
Read the room. We're still on the turtle topic.
Oh,
sorry.
Speaking of dead pets, I need a sponsor for water.
Oh, my God.
No. When I hear turtles, I think of water.
I got to say, I never had a pet, and I'm really upset about that. I never had. I was not allowed.
So I drank water.
No wonder.
My mother lied to me and said that we can't have a cat because she's allergic. Come to find out all these years later, she was never allergic. It was just an excuse.
You're damaged goods, man. Hey, you know, this morning, while we still have time, this morning while we were doing the show, we had a topic. What do you do in private when no one's watching? And Gandhi immediately says, we've got to get Scotty B in here to talk about this. Because Scotty B is the strangest fucker on the planet Earth. You agree with me, right?
Yes,
he is. 100%.
I love it.
100%.
Come here, Scotty.
He's coming in now.
He's a little busy, but he'll shock every once in a while because it's just Scary, Scotty, and myself. I'll go in and sit and chat with Scotty for a minute, and he'll tell me something he did the night before. I'm like, really? You do that? Yeah. And it's just so common for him. I mean,
and you don't even need to like really pry because you can just kind of say a keyword and he'll be like, oh, let me tell you something I did. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
He's not going, well, why is he coming in? He's just sitting there.
Yeah, Bud Light is his.
There he goes.
Oh, here he goes.
Oh, here he goes.
Oh, he got a computer.
Bud Light, you give him a Bud Light, he'll do anything. Here
goes. Yeah, pretty much.
Hi, Scotty.
Oh, we're recording the 15-minute morning show podcast, and they want to talk to you about what you...
Why are you making these
What we were talking about off
movements.
The air earlier.
They want to speak to you about something.
Yes, we're talking about things you do in private. Why is everyone acting like something odd is going on?
Because Scotty's not up to speed on what's going on at all.
Okay, well, we're telling him. Scotty, what do you do in private when no one's watching? Well, you got to turn his microphone
on. His mic's not on.
Okay, go. Oh, jeez.
This is a pig. This is a mess.
Well, say it, Danielle. Say it, Danielle.
This is a pig fuck, everybody.
Wait, do I have to go through the whole stick and...
Tell us what you do.
Yeah. Talk about how you shove your hand up your ass. Just tell everybody, please.
Well, I mean, okay, there are things that I like to do when nobody's watching, like, you know, stick my hand up my ass. No, I mean, I'm a sniffer. I'm a big sniffer, so I like to sniff things.
You sniff your own ball sweat.
Well, yeah. No, I like to check... You know, every once in a while, I'll just get in
there.
That's
actually very healthy to do.
I just want to make sure that I'm okay.
Hold on, you know? How is it right now?
Who just said it's healthy?
I did.
Yeah. Why? Well, what's healthy about sniffing your own ball
sometimes
sweat?
Sometimes you have a fungal infection that you're not aware
it's
of.
It's true.
Oh,
it's
no,
called, and it's called, it's called monitoring your body. Is
yes.
What it is.
It's not necessarily sweat. It's just I just want to make sure everything's okay.
You just did it, and you just sniffed it. So are you feeling good? Are you smelling good?
Clean.
I'm going to try it myself right now.
Scary. Go. Scary sniff his finger.
Pretend you have the Madonna Playboy issue.
Smells fine.
It's a scratch and sniff.
And then, look, and then every once in a while, you should turn around and just get just the very top of the crack. Just the very top of the crack.
All right, here, hold on. Okay. I'll try that, too.
Wait, top of the crack. That's not a clean sample, Scotty.
No!
Not like
you
that.
Kinda, you went down kind of deep, Frog.
Isn't top of the crack a tourist attraction in New York City?
I think I need a shower there. I think I need a shower.
See? See, now you know. Now you know.
Okay.
Ew. Oh, my gosh.
I hate all of you.
Oh, my gosh.
Elvis, your turn.
I'm not sniffing my crack.
Shouldn't Danielle check for boob sweat right about now?
No, yeah. I'm not checking anything.
Now, Danielle, when you check, do you check under boob or between boob sweat?
I don't check for boob sweat. I check my, I told you, sometimes
you
I do this.
Exactly.
What
it's like
is
SNL.
The point of doing it? Like what? Okay,
I'm
so you smell
right now,
something,
I'm,
then
we're
what
trying
do you
to
do?
Tell you, but you won't listen. You won't listen.
You bathe.
Listen. If you, yeah, but what if you're not any place you can bathe?
If you have certain odors, it could mean that you may have a problem. You may have a sickness.
Yes.
If you smell, it just depends on what you're smelling. Tell him you're the one that's sick all the time. Nate, would you try to talk to the sick?
Yes. Scary. If it smells cheesy, that's fungus. Ooh. And
yes.
You need to take care of that.
That's right.
Okay.
That's why every once in a while you have to stick a Q-tip in your belly button and twirl it and give it a sniff.
I've never had cheese that smells like anything I just smelled, so I'm good.
Just don't stab, you know, if you go too far in your belly button, you stab your brain, so just be careful. Don't go too far in. Just put it in and twirl right after a shower. You'll see what comes out of there. I'm not kidding.
Your brain?
If you push too hard into your belly button, you feel it in your brain stem.
You're made up weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
What is wrong with you?
You'll see. Do it. Do it
into
after
it.
Your next
yeah.
shower.
No.
Okay.
Okay. All
right. I love you, Scotty. I appreciate it.
Hey, you know, that's just me.
I think we're done.
Yes.
Are we done? I hope we're done.
We're done.
I think we're off the air. I'll be back.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer, and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many, and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. And you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino!
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.